Have you ever been so absorbed in an activity that time seems to vanish? That sweet spot where challenge meets skill, creating a state of complete immersion? This is flow, the psychological concept that might hold the key to genuine happiness. Unlike fleeting pleasures that leave us wanting more, flow experiences leave us feeling fulfilled and energized. They occur when we're fully engaged in activities that stretch our abilities without overwhelming them. What makes flow so powerful is that it doesn't depend on external circumstances. Whether you're a surgeon performing a complex operation, an artist creating a masterpiece, or simply cooking an elaborate meal, flow can emerge whenever your attention is completely absorbed by a challenging but manageable task. This explains why people voluntarily engage in difficult activities that offer no obvious external rewards. The experience itself becomes the reward. Flow experiences share common characteristics across cultures and activities. They involve challenging tasks requiring skills, clear goals with immediate feedback, deep concentration, a sense of control, loss of self-consciousness, and altered time perception. When these elements combine, the activity becomes autotelic, worth doing for its own sake. The mountaineer doesn't climb primarily for the view, but for the experience of climbing itself. The chess player doesn't play just to win, but for the joy of strategic thinking. Attention, not money or time, is your most valuable resource. With only 126 bits of information processing capacity per second, how you direct this mental energy shapes your experience. Two people in identical situations can have completely different experiences based on where they focus. Some people notice beauty in ordinary moments, light through leaves, subtle flavors, emotional nuances. Others miss these entirely, lost in worries. The difference lies not in circumstances, but in attention direction. Your selective attention and sense of self exist in a feedback loop. What you focus on shapes who you become, which in turn influences what captures your attention. When information conflicts with goals, psychic entropy occurs, diverting mental energy from what matters. Flow represents optimal consciousness, when attention perfectly aligns with goals. Even routine tasks can become enjoyable with the right mindset. A factory worker might find flow by setting personal challenges and immersing in the process. This state builds self-confidence and complexity, making us both more skilled and more connected to the world. What's the difference between watching Netflix, pleasure, and mastering a musical instrument? Pleasure satisfies basic biological needs, while enjoyment pushes us toward growth and complexity. This explains why the most satisfying experiences often require effort. Rock climbers, chess players, and artists endure discomfort not because their activities are pleasant, but because they provide something deeper, the experience of flow. The elements of enjoyment are consistent across activities, from sports to art to conversation. When facing achievable challenges that require skill, your attention becomes completely absorbed. Action and awareness merge seamlessly, feeling both automatic and focused. External distractions fade as concentration deepens. During these optimal experiences, goals become clear and feedback is immediate. A surgeon instantly knows if an incision is correct. A musician immediately hears a wrong note. Time perception shifts. Hours may feel like minutes, or vice versa. Most importantly, self-consciousness vanishes, replaced by unity with the activity itself. Your body offers numerous paths to flow experiences through athletics, dance, sexuality, and sensory awareness. When approached mindfully, physical engagement creates optimal experiences. Athletics demonstrates this by pushing physical limits. This flow state is accessible to anyone engaging in progressively challenging activities, from swimming to mindful walking. Dance embodies a pure form of bodily flow, where movement becomes self-fulfilling. Both professionals and amateurs experience joy through rhythmic expression, the body becoming an instrument of wordless communication. Eastern practices like yoga and martial arts provide structured approaches to bodily flow. Yoga cultivates body-consciousness integration, while martial arts emphasize mind-body unity through spontaneous action. Our senses create additional flow opportunities. Visual experience, whether through art appreciation or environmental awareness, can produce harmony where perception becomes ordered and meaningful. Through intentional engagement, ordinary physical experiences become extraordinary sources of joy. Mental activities like reading, writing, and problem-solving offer rich flow opportunities through symbolic manipulation, requiring no special equipment. Memory and language form the foundation, with language converting experiences into universal patterns. Wordplay, from crosswords to linguistic challenges, provides accessible mental flow. Conversation creates communal flow when it evolves beyond simple exchange into shared exploration of ideas. Science and philosophy aren't exclusive to professionals. Amateurs find joy in exploring ideas, as demonstrated by Newton developing calculus during a plague year. The key is curiosity-driven exploration rather than credentials. By engaging in challenging but manageable intellectual pursuits, ordinary thinking transforms into flow experiences, building complexity in your inner life through activities from journaling to scientific exploration. Work occupies most of our waking hours, yet many view it as something to endure rather than enjoy. When work becomes a source of flow, life's quality improves dramatically. Even in industrial settings, flow emerges through personal engagement. Joe Cromer at a Chicago plant exemplifies this, having mastered his job and found creative challenges within constraints, including his improvised rainbow-creating sprinkler system. Research reveals a paradox. People report more positive experiences at work than during leisure, feeling skilled and challenged, yet claim to prefer leisure time. This stems from cultural conditioning that frames work as constraint rather than opportunity. Leisure often disappoints because it lacks external structure, requiring self-generated goals and challenges. Most struggle with autonomous engagement, having grown dependent on external direction and passive consumption. The distinction between passive entertainment and active leisure matters. Television requires minimal skill and challenge, while active leisure, like gardening, music, sports, or crafts, demands attention and skill while providing intrinsic rewards. Success comes from developing flow literacy, the ability to create meaningful challenges in any context, transforming ordinary activities into sources of enjoyment and growth. Life brings chaos, illness, loss, and challenges that threaten to overwhelm us. Yet some individuals demonstrate remarkable resilience, transforming hardship into meaning through flow principles. Lucio's story illustrates this transformation. After becoming paraplegic, he found new direction by reframing his condition as problems to solve, eventually becoming a competitive archer. Those who transform adversity share three key attitudes: unselfconscious self-assurance, outward-focused attention, and flexibility in adapting goals. A fulfilling life emerges from integrating flow experiences into a coherent whole. Meaning develops when activities and relationships form a unified narrative contributing to an overarching purpose. This integration occurs both socially and personally. Flow balances individual growth with collective connection, while personal life themes provide frameworks for our actions. These authentic themes, chosen through intrinsic motivation, transform scattered experiences into a meaningful journey. The ultimate achievement is transforming life itself into a unified flow experience, manifesting meaning through engaging choices and actions.